Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I've got another repeat guest. And since we talked about the 400 episode, I want to get into why is it important to have a podcast or something that you're doing consistently? And I think that is really the key, that consistency, doing it for a long time, because sometimes people stop right before the finish line where you're really going to start seeing the success. And I could tell you, after doing this podcast for almost 4 years, I know that the real success came in year 2.5, 3. That's when it really started to kick into gear. It took a while for people to find it. And so today's guest is Kathy Demers, and she was on a couple of weeks ago, also all the way back to episode 47. She was talking about business success strategies, but one of the strategies is doing something consistently. And Kathy has done the Business Success Cafe, which is an online training program, kind of like this podcast, for about the same amount of time, 4 or 5 years. So, Kathy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Brian. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for coming back and doing another podcast with me, because I thought this would be perfect, you know, after I got to celebrate 400 episodes, which, you know, every time I hit 100, it's a milestone. And I consider that to be, you know, an accomplishment. I'm proud. You know, I have been consistently doing 2 podcasts a week for, you know, quite a while. And so I want to find out a little bit about the origins of, you know, how you started the Business Success Cafe. And then also, more importantly, you know, how has it helped your business? What's the core with this? What's the reason that you keep doing it?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, congratulations on hitting episode 400. It is a major, major achievement. Most people don't even get started. But not only did you get started, but you're the poster boy for figuring out something that works, systematizing it, not getting discouraged when the numbers are small, and just continuing to do it week after week after week. So congratulations. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Now, you asked me, you know, how did I get started with the Business Success Cafe? Well, it's probably very similar to how you got started with your podcast. I mean, the Business Success Cafe is a little bit different. It's a video-based interview, and it's very, like yours, very heavy on the education as well. But I was doing a lot of webinars, and a couple of things was I found that, first of all, as a business expert, I could only do so many webinars in a given period of time because there are a lot of work to create new content, do a lot of that. Whereas, as you know, when you're interviewing other people, you're kind of riding on their coattails a bit. It's okay. We call it borrowed influence or credibility.
You're basically incorporating the knowledge assets of other people who are influencers, is the way I like to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. So you can deliver to your followers, to your audience, more content more frequently than you ever could if you had to create this content on your own. Even if you could be an expert in all these different areas, which I would never be, and I don't profess to be. And people need knowledge and skills and tactics and techniques in a number of different areas to grow their business. So, you know, you become a curator, if you will. Now, one of the great things that I discovered relatively early on doing this weekly program that I've been doing, running it for over 4 years. It's weekly. I've done over 250 episodes now. And what I discovered was that people really feel like they know me a bit. So the people who follow me, even though for the most part, I don't share a lot of information because the interviews are quite short, people really feel like they know me and they trust me because I bring to them this really great content. So one of the things that was really important to me at the beginning of the Business Success Cafe, and I know that you have gotten this benefit as well, is it allows you to nurture a relationship with people such that they trust you, they're interested in what you have to say and who you've brought on and that. And that is really difficult to do without having to create a lot of content over and over and over again. Now, as your business gets bigger, those of you who are listening, you can hire writers and people to go out and do the interviewing for you. But for most of us who are bootstrapping our business, it's a big challenge. And that's why most people kind of quit. Because they're struggling to get that content out there often enough that people can feel connected with them.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I like to think of is, you know, I always say this podcast is you and me sitting at a coffee shop in Vancouver, mm-hmm. Canada, which, by the way, I would love to come visit you in a coffee shop in Vancouver, Canada, one of these days, British Columbia. And, you know, what I really like about doing this, and one of the key things is that, you know, I do it a lot for my audience. I mean, you guys are very, very important to me, but I'm going to tell you a little secret, and it's a little selfish, is I interview people because I want to learn stuff. I want to change my perspective because things are moving so fast nowadays that we can't possibly know everything. And so it's always good to bring on somebody that's really hyper-focused, like on Facebook ads or Instagram or Snapchat or you know, business success principles, or because things are changing. You know, there are a lot of principles that we have in our businesses that we use that worked even before the internet, but there's some new tactics that I think that we can all learn that's going to help us propel our businesses better. Have you found that with your guests?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been so busted. Really? Mm-hmm. It is a huge benefit of interviewing experts in that I immerse myself in their content. And, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult, challenging maybe to focus on what other people are saying when you're just a listener. But when you're doing the interviews themselves, you really get involved in their content, and you can choose topics that are of interest and importance to you, because there's this phrase that, you know, our ideal client is a version of us. They often have similar challenges. They're working to grow their business in a similar place. And so if there's content that's of interest and of value to me, odds are really good it's going to be of interest to my audience as well. So if it's around branding, or as you said, Facebook advertising, or whatever it is, I learn so much. And the other, you know, get busted here again, is that when you have an interview program, you have an opportunity to create relationships with some amazing people, some absolutely amazing people. And when I look at my Rolodex of who I have had, you know, interaction with, and people who I would consider, you know, perhaps not close friends, but certainly I'm friendly with them, it's amazing to me. And that has come as a benefit of giving them an opportunity to be on my program.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 110%. I mean, that's, you know, being able to talk to some really incredible experts, I think, is one of the best parts about doing a podcast or a show like the Business Success Cafe. Now, the key question, and I think this is the difference between what you do and I do and what a lot of people do in a formulaic way, is, and I've been interviewed on probably hundreds of podcasts, other people's podcasts. And I'm always looking for those opportunities. You know, I'm always looking for something where I think my stuff aligns with them. So not only am I interviewing people, but I'm on the other side of the coin. And the ones that I think that are the least effective are the ones that are formulaic, where they make you fill out all the answers and they basically ask you those questions. What has been your secret to pulling the most out of the experts that you're getting into the Business Success Cafe? How do you interview them in a way that really adds value to the listeners or the watchers?
You know, it's interesting, Brian, because I think a lot of people, when they consider starting an interview program, they get all concerned about their role. They get all concerned about what questions are they going to ask, and how are they going to sound, and how are they going to appear to the interviewee when they first approach them and everything. And, you know, the piece of advice that I would give you, and this is the phrase you use a lot, like, it's not about you. It's not about you. You would follow it up with this, not about you, it's about bacon.
Whatever. Exactly.
You know, it's really, as an interviewer, we have the world's easiest job. It's not about us. So my strategy for interviewing is pretty simple, actually. It's, first of all, I do a prep discussion with the interviewee. And I make sure that we're really clear on the objectives. You know, what do they actually want to accomplish with the interview? And typically, there is some call to action. I mean, typically, there is. And so we want to make sure that the content is going to serve them best for that call to action. So we would have a discussion about it. But other than that, they know their stuff. I let them, you know, drive the content, however it is they want that to look. And so I will be prepared with an introduction for them. And I will typically ask a question or a comment. And on a short interview, you don't have a lot of time to hog the microphone anyway. And so it becomes quite simple. And then I thank them. And I will tell you that one of my strategies for the interviews is to make sure that I allow enough time for the interviewee, the person I've interviewed, and myself to debrief afterwards. Now, there's two reasons for this. This is really important. One is, of course, to debrief, I can give them some information about what I thought went particularly well and, you know, areas where maybe didn't go so well, but usually I'm talking about the areas that did go well. And then I ask them to introduce me to some of their friends. That debrief time is absolutely key to keeping the roster full of people that I could potentially interview. And there is no better time to actually ask for those referrals than in the glow of them having done a tremendous interview. There's a big tip. That's a big tip.
That is a big tip. And so in what we do, I mean, in full disclosure, since we're kind of, you know, laying it out on the line, I mean, let's face it, everybody, we're in business. Okay. In one way, shape or form, you know, we're here, you know, to not only promote the guests, promote ourselves, but here's the biggest difference is if somebody's listening to a particular podcast, a particular Business Success Cafe, and maybe they're not ready to do anything, you know, the key thing is that if you continue to provide them great interviews, great resources, it keeps them coming back. And maybe one day it just the light bulb goes on and say, I need to talk to this expert, or I need to hire Kathy or hire Brian, or, you know, jump on board and whatever it is they're doing. You know, it's not always the right time, but the key thing that you've got to do is consistently provide great stuff, right?
Absolutely. And this can be a problem sometimes. You know, people slip into what I like to call infomercial mode. Mm-hmm. No one likes to listen to infomercials unless they really, really, really need the product. Then I guess some people do, or they wouldn't still do infomercials. But it's called sales wrapped in content. And so what you want to make sure that you're the person you're interviewing, if you're doing that, this type of an interview, you know, is aware that it's really important. The content is really important, because for those people who don't go on to, you know, purchase the product, take the call to action, whatever it happens to be, you want them to feel satisfied. You want them to feel like they got something of value, or at least that you made a valiant attempt to give them something of value. It might not have been a good match for them, but because of your intention to provide great value, you and the expert that you brought in, they'll check out the next one if the topic is of interest to them, and the next one. And honestly, if people never buy, that's okay. That's okay, because not everyone is going to buy. But as long as you're providing good content that really appeals, then people will stick around. So I mean, that's what nurturing is all about, right? We want to continue to nurture the relationship with them. You want them to know, like, and trust you and want to check you out and see what you've got coming up.
Yeah, see, and this is so foundational to everything that I talk about is, you know, I'm in the relationship marketing business, and the biggest problem that a lot of people have is they just want to go for the jugular. You know, that I don't want to learn how to have a great relationship with somebody. I just want them to buy my stuff now. I see this in clients. I see this in potential clients. They're just so focused on creating a sale, they don't realize the long-term benefits of building an audience, of building a tribe, as Seth Godin likes to call it. You know, it's really building a lot of people around you, because then that sphere of influence tends to grow. If you're constantly pounding people between the eyes with your sales pitch, you know, you walk into a room, people hide like, you know, cockroaches, like run away, you know?
Exactly. So, now, I have seen some people go to the far side, though, where they are afraid to ask for the sale. They are afraid to make an offer. because they don't want to upset people. They don't want people to opt out of their list or unfollow them or whatever. And I think obviously that's a mistake too. It's really difficult to grow a business without any sales. But also, I think as long as you're in integrity with it and you're providing an opportunity for people to learn, and then the call to action is to go get the rest, right? Go get more of what you just had versus, you know, I'm going to keep it all to myself, but if you pay for it, I'll go get it. So I want people to really, you know, as they're listening, to examine whether or not they're being overly conservative or overly shy about asking people to take the next step, either with you or with your expert. Because, and this is a big issue. If you don't ask often enough for people to take the call to action, the next step, whatever it is with you, then when you do ask them, they will be upset because it's unexpected. Right. So there is a balance. There is a balance there. And I don't want people to go to the far side and just give away free stuff, free stuff, free content, free stuff, free stuff, free content. And then all of a sudden ask it, you know, for them to perhaps pay for something, it'll backlash.
Right. I'm aghast. You asked me to buy something? Oh my goodness. I get both sides of that. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to create that balance. And I think that's one of the things that you've been really good at. It's one of the things that you taught me a long, long time ago when I first coached with you. And that is people do what you tend to tell them to do, you know? So it's like, if you say, you know, you put up a box, say, get my newsletter, they go, well, I don't want a newsletter. But if you say, join my email list, and you tell them, join my email list, and here's the benefits to you for doing it, they'll tend to focus more on that. So, you know, having a good call to action, having something that shows them the benefits for them, I think is uber important. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want to finish this up with one last point, and that is that I want my audience to listen to us more. If you like this, if you like listening to Kathy talk about this kind of stuff, I'm going to be on the Business Success Cafe. As a matter of fact, you can go there and find past episodes, but I'm going to be on sometime in September 2018 when this is airing. And so you'll get a chance to see me work with Kathy on her side as well as on this side. So you kind of get to see how this all works in concert. And I think that's really uber important. So people want to follow that or get involved with that. Kathy, how do they do that?
Yes, I'll let you know. And if it's in September 2018, you'll be able to see how we're displaying the information that Brian's going to be talking about. And if it's later than that, come join us anyway. There's always constant new topics and new content at the Business Success Cafe. So all people need to do is go to, I've created the special link for Brian. They just need to go to businesssuccess.com/BB. Now that stands for Bacon Boy or Brian Basilico, whatever, but it's businesssuccess.com/BB. And that'll take you directly there and you'll see what's coming up at the Business Success Cafe.
Outstanding. Yeah. Either one works for me, Kathy. And so if people wanted to follow you, say on social media or online, what's the best way for them to do that?
I think the easiest one that I can give you right now, the best one is to go on Facebook, and it would be facebook.com/businesssuccess. That'll take you right to our page.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, Kathy, you know, we laid a lot out. I'd love people to, you know, continue down this journey because I really want people to learn by example. Follow what we've done here, but also go to the Business Success Cafe. Find the episode where I'm doing that. You can listen to a whole bunch of others. I mean, there's a lot of great people I know, Connie Reagan Green, Jeff Herring, David Perdue. I mean, a lot of people that have been on this podcast have been on your show. And, you know, I every time I see, you know, my email pop up, it's like, Kathy's interviewing. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. I know that girl. It's like, it's my friends list. You know, it's people that have been on my podcast. So I love that. And I appreciate you being so transparent and open and sharing some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs with my peeps. And I so look forward to the next time that I can have you on as a repeat guest. So thank you so much again, Kathy, for sharing your knowledge, time, and wisdom.
It's been an absolute honor, Brian. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.